My first car was a Chevy pickup, but the first car I ever totaled, the only car I ever totaled, was a Toyota, my mom's. No reflection on Toyota. It was the car I learned to drive in, and it was indestructible, almost. It's hard to remember a time when Toyotas weren't all over U.S. roads. The Japanese car giant has a huge presence here, especially in Torrance in Southern California. That's Toyota's U.S. base. But recently, Toyota announced it's moving USHQ to Texas. That's a major loss for Torrance and the Japanese community there. Akiko Fujita spoke with a father and son who have long ties to Toyota and Torrance. Akiko has her own ties. She grew up there.
The city of Torrance is quintessential suburbia. When I was growing up, my friends and I used to call it Borance. But what Torrance does have is a thriving Japanese-American community. The local Mitsuha Market is one of several Japanese grocery stores here, selling the latest imports from Tokyo. Across town, there are Japanese schools, Japanese hotels and banks, all of them catering to the second largest Japanese community in the U.S.
This really became the interface between Japan and the U.S.
That's Torrance native John Kaji. He's a real estate developer who recruits Japanese companies here. He says the South Bay was home to a large Japanese population even before World War II. Many immigrant farmers moved here because it was one of few places in Southern California that leased land to non-U.S. citizens. But Kaji says Torrance didn't become a magnet for major Japanese corporations until Toyota moved here. His father, Bruce Kaji, was hired as Toyota's first U.S.-based accountant more than 60 years ago. Bruce says Toyota had a hard time at first.
It was very difficult for them to overcome the image of a post-war Japan trying to sell something to the United States.
But Bruce says Toyota gave Japanese Americans like him rare opportunities at a time when many were still recovering from being forced into internment camps during the war.
All of us that were interned in, say, Manzanar, Minidoka, or wherever, had no money. The government didn't provide money to reestablish ourselves. We were broke.
Toyota set up a small office and showroom in Hollywood first, banking its success on the Toyopet Crown, a four-door sedan that looked more like a British taxi than a sleek Japanese car. Japanese commercials described the car as strong and reliable. Bruce Kaji, who bought the car for his wife, says it was anything but.
The motor itself on the Toyopet was not that strong, because once it got onto the freeway, you could hear it going full blast, and just hitting the top cycles and not going so fast. So I told the executives at Toyota, I said, "Kore wa abunai," you know?
That's Japanese for "this is dangerous." Though the Toyopet didn't take off here, Toyota's fortunes eventually improved. And in 1982, the company moved to a 100-acre campus in Torrance. Bruce says it was considered an ideal place, close to the port, close to the airport. And there were a lot of bilingual Japanese Americans they could hire. Other Japanese companies took note. Honda established its headquarters here a decade later, while Nissan moved into neighboring Gardena. Today, John Kaji says the South Bay is home to the largest number of Japanese companies in the U.S.
They've drawn all their parts suppliers here, and plus all the other support services. And so that impact can't be understated.
And John worries about the impact Toyota's move will have on the Japanese community here. He says restaurant owners and hotels rely on Japanese Toyota executives for business. He's been getting a lot of calls from them lately.
They're very worried. They're not quite sure how to adjust to this because it's a major change. So right now it's worry.
John Kaji's seen this before. In 2006, Nissan moved its U.S. headquarters to Tennessee, taking 1,500 jobs with them. But more than half the employees left the company to stay in the area. This time, Toyota's moving 3,000 jobs to Texas. But Kaji's already started courting new industries back in Japan to fill Toyota's void. And he says the Torrance name still holds a lot of weight. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita, Torrance, California.
How do you say y'all in Japanese? This is PRI.